If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free, which for us is really important. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Emergency Docs. I'm Dr. R. Please note that the content of this episode does not constitute medical advice, but is purely for the purpose of education. This episode was supported by the National Geographic Society's Emergency Fund for Journalists. This week, we're discussing some COVID updates and COVID safety over the holidays. We're joined by Dr. Victor Cisneros, who is the host of our new social medicine series. We're very excited about that. So welcome back, Dr. Cisneros.
Dr. R, it's a pleasure to be back, and it's a pleasure to be part of the team with this new segment that we're going to start on social emergency medicine and talking about the health disparities in medicine in general.
I love it. I'm really excited for some of the episodes we've talked about and have coming up. So stay tuned. All right. So the holidays are here, and there's a lot of information out there about how to stay safe, which can definitely be confusing.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I mean, I think as we can see, this COVID virus is continually mutating, and now we have this new Omicron virus, which we don't really necessarily know if it's going to be more severe, less severe, or exactly what type of characteristics we're going to see with each variant. And it's going to happen. You know where this mutations are going to happen. The only way that we can stop mutations is from stopping the spread, because as we know, viruses require hosts. They can't live on their own. So these hosts are your cells.
Yeah. So why do we care if a virus mutates?
I mean, it's super important because I think obviously we have vaccinations that now that are proving to be very effective. If we have these mutations on these proteins or just in general, these vaccinations become less effective and eventually they might not necessarily work and we could see potential spikes in mortality or severity in disease. So I think it's important to prevent the spread by wearing masks, social distancing, and doing all the social normal precautions.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are all really important points. So because we're talking about variants and mutation, let's talk a little bit about what we know about this new Omicron variant so far. So on November 24th, 2021, so about a month ago, a new variant of SARS-CoV-2 called B.1.1.529 was reported to the World Health Organization after it was found in both Botswana and South Africa. So as of December 14th, Omicron has been found in 35 states and territories in the United States. So it has spread really quickly. It's believed at this time that Omicron spreads more easily than the original COVID virus and that anyone can spread Omicron to other people, even if you are vaccinated, boosted, or don't have any symptoms. So this is still pretty similar to the other virus variants we already know about.
At this time, we don't know if the Omicron causes more severity illness than other variants, but data aren't showing a surge in deaths, which is promising. That said, we're seeing the highest rates of transmission we've ever seen in the pandemic, which is concerning, especially with these holidays and people gathering around. It's very concerning. Currently, you know, vaccines are expected to protect against severity and hospitalizations and death with this new variant, but we don't know yet. The verdict's not out there. There's still a lot of more data. And so I think it's important to emphasize to our listeners and just the general public the importance of vaccinations and boosters.
Yeah, absolutely. Vaccines don't create a force field around you, preventing you from getting infected, unfortunately. But vaccines do teach your body how to recognize viruses more easily so that you can fight them off before infections become severe. So you can still be infected with the virus, even if you're vaccinated. But after vaccination, you're less likely to have severe illness or death if you do get infected. It seems the Omicron variant is transmitted more easily than other variants and is rapidly spreading across the United States and the world. So vaccination and boosters are more important than ever.
100%. We do know is that masks are effective against all variants, no matter what. You know, so it's so important to keep that in your mind. And definitely if you're going to small and close spaces, having that protective barrier, even though it's not 100%, I think it's super important. It's better than nothing.
Yeah. And I mean, we've seen over time that masks are effective, even if they're cloth masks or surgical masks. N95 masks are obviously the most effective, but having some sort of barrier protection is really important. Okay, so the holidays are here. How should people safely navigate all of these fun public gatherings that we have been waiting to have for 2 years?
So I hate to sound like a broken record, but the number one priority should be getting vaccinated and getting a booster if you're already vaccinated. A lot of the prelim data from Israel, which has looked at like over 800,000 patient population, shows that at least having a primary series vaccination is greater than 90% effective against mortality and severe disease. In addition to when they looked at boostering, at least 5 months after the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine, they didn't really look at the other vaccines yet, or 90% lower mortality due to COVID. So participants who received a booster at least 5 months after the second dose of Pfizer had 90% lower mortality due to COVID than participants who did not receive a booster vaccine. In the older age group, the booster vaccine was over 95% effective in preventing severe disease.
In this day and age, it is certainly reasonable to ask your guests to be vaccinated in order to attend a gathering. You may even want to have some of the recently approved instant tests on hand to have guests test as soon as they arrive. Self-tests can be used at home or anywhere, and you can get results in minutes. If your self-test has a positive result, you'll need to stay home, isolate for 10 days, wear a mask if you have any contact with other people, and call your healthcare provider. If everyone is tested negative with the instant self-test, it's most likely safe to gather without masks. However, there's always a chance for a false negative, so it's important to keep in mind that no strategy is 100% effective. And by false negative, I mean that the test shows a negative result when the person is actually positive for COVID. The rates of false positives and false negatives vary from test to test type. PCR tests are most reliable, but take a lot longer to get results. So again, it's all about weighing the risks and benefits.
I think it's a very important, you touched an important base on self-testing. If, you know, people aren't vaccinated, or if you have immunocompromised people or people that are high risk of severe disease, I think it's more important to have these tests available, wear your masks, you know, because the severity of disease is definitely greater, especially certain areas like in the Eastern Hemisphere where it's getting definitely very cold. There's going to be higher incidence of gatherings inside than close proximity.
Definitely. And if you have anyone who's high risk coming to your gathering, like elderly individuals, pregnant people, or immunocompromised people, you definitely want to be on the safe side and consider wearing masks. If you're gathering outdoors, it's safer to go without masks than if you're gathering inside, but it's also important to consider how crowded the gathering is. If people are outside but standing shoulder to shoulder, it's probably not safe to go without a mask.
No, 100%. Also, it's important to remember that a lot of people are going to be traveling for the holidays. This is putting people in close quarters, tight planes, trains, other forms of public transportation. You know, it's important to kind of socially distance. Try to stay 6 feet away apart from each other. Always wear your mask when traveling. If you're going to have many connecting flights and have layovers, you'll need to eat at some point. So make sure when you remove your mask to eat or drink that you're far away from others as possible.
Yeah, for sure. When trying to navigate these situations, it may be helpful to consider what would happen if you got sick or if someone at your potential gathering were to get sick. For example, if everyone at your gathering is vaccinated and boosted and reasonably healthy, the consequences would most likely be minimal if somebody got COVID. You would just have to isolate and quarantine for 10 days or until your doctor gives you the go-ahead.
100%. The situation changes a bit if you're having a family gathering, but have an immunocompromised family member who is like he's on chemotherapy, or if your sister's not vaccinated. While it may be difficult, it is really important to discuss the vaccination and testing expectations with the whole family in advance. This is because if your aunt who got COVID, or any other family member who is also immunocompromised, is at risk of severe illness or death, even if they're vaccinated, these immunocompromised conditions, you know, don't always make vaccinations as effective. So I think it's important to have these conversations with your family members, and it's important to reemphasize the wearing of this additional protective barrier, such as masks, which can be helpful to saving your family member who's potentially immunocompromised and the vaccine might not work as effectively.
Yeah, definitely. And it also might be helpful to do some on-site testing. So to use some of those instant tests that we talked about earlier, especially if you have some family members who aren't vaccinated and other family members who have immunocompromising conditions. It can be really tough to have those conversations. It may even come down to having two separate events to keep more vulnerable people safe. Ultimately, it's just really important to minimize the spread and keep your family, friends, and neighbors as safe as possible.
The holidays are about giving. COVID-19 is a gift that you don't want to be responsible for giving another person. Stay healthy, stay safe, and happy holidays.
That's it for this episode. This episode was supported by the National Geographic Society's Emergency Fund for Journalists. If you like what you hear, please give us a 5-star rating, subscribe, or send this episode to someone you know who might enjoy it. Feel free to connect with us on our website, theemergencydocs.com, or Instagram at theemergencydocs. Until next time. We'll be right back.